Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What's with these homies dissing my girl?
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
So Pete Hegg says yesterday, delivering what I can only describe as, honestly, the most significant address I have heard from a Secretary of War, Secretary of Defense in my lifetime. I've never heard anything like this. In fact, you know, some of the Trump administration are pretending that this giant colloquium of all of the generals and admirals and the president of the SecDef, SecWar was a, we do this all the time. No, you don't. Nobody's ever done this. But it was a, here is our policy. Here's what we're doing. You can be on board or here's the door. And though President Trump spoke longer for 74 minutes-ish and rambled more by far and had less content, that was not the big speech of the day. The big speech of the day was what Pete Hegseth said, and it was really important. That's why I did this in the 5 o'clock hour, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to do this all day at the beginning of the hour. Go through as much as I can and try to cover the whole speech over the course of the four beginnings if you want to hear my other comments on it. But let's just continue now with his speech yesterday that, like I said, I think was the most important. This is the most – not the government shutdown. This is more important than the government shutdown. Because they'll figure this other thing out. You know, whatever. It'll last a day. It'll last a week. It'll last a month. Who cares? This is the direction of American military, foreign policy, procurement, personnel, especially for a military town like ours, you know, two-county area, Northwest Florida. This is really important stuff to understand.
The litmus test for these changes, it's pretty simple. Would I want my eldest son, who is 15 years old, eventually joining the types of formations that we are currently wielding? If in any way the answer to that is no, or even yes, but, then we're doing something wrong. Because my son is no more important than any other American citizen who dons the cloth of our nation. He is no more important than your son. All precious souls made in the image and likeness of God. Every parent deserves to know that their son or their daughter that joins our ranks is entering exactly the kind of unit that the Secretary of War would want his son to join.
Which means obviously having extraordinarily high standards, but making sure that across the board it's consistently high standards, right? I love this approach. I love this way of thinking, of forcing them to think. It's not acceptable to have, you know, some good, some mediocre, some bad. They need to all be good enough that I would entrust my child's life into that unit's care.
Think of it as the golden rule test. Jesus said, do unto others that which you would have done unto yourself. It's the ultimate simplifying test of truth. The new War Department golden rule is this. Do unto your unit as you would have done unto your own child's unit. Would you want him serving with fat or unfit or undertrained troops, or alongside people who can't meet basic standards, or in a unit where standards were lowered so certain types of troops could make it in a unit where leaders were promoted for reasons other than merit, performance, and war fighting? The answer is not just no, it's hell no.
The answer should be hell no. But in a peacetime environment where war is really a distant concern and probably not going to happen and, you know, there's plenty of deterrence to go around, it's sort of, you know, you let it happen. You don't mind as much because, generally speaking, it doesn't affect much one way or the other. But if we're in a pre-war environment, and I am convinced that we are, so many people have said it, so many military leaders have said that that's where we're at. We're in pre-war with China. You know, our allies, as General Kane said in the opening remarks, are not getting together. They have gotten together. Russia, North Korea, Iran, China. This is not a potential future. This is an imminent future, and we need to prepare for it. So, you know, lax standards, unhealthy members of the military, et cetera, it doesn't really matter that much when we're not actually fighting. But if we need to fight, we need to be fit. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. And again, you don't mind so much if your kid's in a unit where things are sort of loosey-goosey when there's peace, but it matters a lot when we're actually involved in something. Now, I mean, we've been involved, obviously, Afghanistan. We've got lots of engagements around the world, depending on the kind of work you're doing. But, you know, full-blown global war is a different thing, or even theater war is a different thing than what's been going on these last few decades.
This means at the War Department, first and foremost, we must restore a ruthless, dispassionate, and common sense application of standards.
The standards are going to be everything. And that's a lot of what this was announcing is, hey, here are the standards, and there's the door. In or out. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth yesterday delivering the declaration of policy, the, you know, come to Trump meeting, if you will. Take it or leave it. You know, if you like it, good. If you don't like it, I mean, you're free to resign. That was, he actually said that at one point.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task or under a leader who was the first but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed.
Uniform, gender neutral, and high.
When it comes to combat arms units, and there are many different stripes across our joint force, the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out.
Which is what it means to have standards. But we've been soft on standards, or at least he says we've been soft on standards. The standards themselves have been soft or accommodating and haven't been around the primary goal of the military. They've been around all kinds of other things, social engineering and whatnot. So then he actually goes through, and there were 10 objectives or 10 standards. And he kind of goes back and forth between a 10 and a 4, and it doesn't really matter. But I've kind of outlined the 10 here. Like I said, the goal of this show today is, I know a lot of you don't listen to the whole show. You can. You can always go back and listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com or on the app at News Radio Pensacola. But this is genuinely one of those speeches where you really should hear this whole thing. Like, this is big, important stuff, especially for us as a military town. So this is 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I'm just, you know, rocking around the clock. Sorry, it's the Bill Haley and the Happy Days is in my head, and now it'll be in your head all day, too. Sorry about that. But, you know, let's go through some of these standards. And I'll get through as much as I can, and then we'll continue it next hour.
Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met. And not just met, at every level, we should seek to exceed the standard, to push the envelope, to compete. It's common sense and core to who we are and what we do. It should be in our DNA.
So the standard is based on, I mean, it's based on men, but of course, if women can hit the standard, then that's fine. And that's the point. But the standard needs to be high for men, not accommodating based on gender or accommodating based on anything other than just meeting the standard of what needs to happen. That's, you know, the physical standard.
Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment.
Okay, so not just physical fitness, but skill at the job that you're doing that needs to be in place. Number three.
Also today, at my direction, every warrior across our joint force is required to do PT every duty day. Should be common sense. I mean, most units do that already.
Right? Physical training, PT, you know, running, push-ups, right? All, I mean, physical activity to make sure that you're in physical shape.
But we're codifying it. And we're not talking like hot yoga and stretching. Real hard PT, either as a unit or as an individual. At every level, from the Joint Chiefs to everyone in this room to the youngest private, leaders set the standard. And so many of you do this already. Active, guard, and reserve.
Now, you remember the comment that General Kane made earlier about there's a pull-up bar outside, but we're not going to make you do PT. I'm sure you'd crush it if we did. I've met a fair number of brass in my day, and I would say many of them would. Not all of them. It's just the reality. But that's what he's getting at, is everybody is going to have to hit these standards.
I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%.
70% age-normed. I think the age-normed is actually kind of interesting because that is an accommodation, right? That's a recognition that the 20-year-old is going to have physical standards that are different from the 30-year-old, the 40-year-old, the 50-year-old, the 60-year-old, right? I mean, age-normed is an accommodation, right? I mean, it's a reasonable accommodation, but that is an accommodation, a diminishment from excellence, you might say, meaning that, you know, what Pete's expected to hit is going to be different from what the 20-year-old's expected to hit, at least theoretically. That's what I hear him saying.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are.
And they're going to return to a twice a year testing to make sure that everybody is meeting those standards.
So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general.
I love that he laughed at that, too. He made himself laugh at his own joke.
So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member of the joint force at every rank is required to take a PT test twice a year, as well as meet height and weight requirements twice a year, every year of service.
And apparently that's already in place. It's just not in place as rigorously as it should be or as he wants it to be. But let me offer you a thought. As a layman, as a civilian, I'm not 100% sold on this, and here's why. I agree in principle. I agree in spirit. I believe, you know, the direction, I get it. But how fit do you need to be to remote operate a drone? Right? Frontline? Infantry? Absolutely. Working on planes, flying planes? Absolutely. But aren't there a lot of jobs in the military where physical fitness isn't a factor? And again, would it be better if everybody were fit? Sure, but are you going to lose people who are actually genuinely qualified for their job, just not generally qualified to do every job? You know, like the every Marine's is a rifleman. Well, that's great for the Marines, but do you have to have it that way in the Air Force? And then the other part of this is, especially with the leadership, you know, not to try to give the brass a pass, but I'm pretty sure that your most successful coaches, like, say, a Bill Belichick, you know, he can't run a good 40, but he's still a great coach. And does your brass need to run the 40, or does your brass need to be strategically minded and make good decisions? And is that in any way really correlated with physical fitness? I mean, some of the sharpest people, strategic thinkers, capable leaders are overweight. Does that mean that they're not the other thing? So I get where he's going. Culture shift, war fighting, no more woke, fine. But my worry is that by creating the appearance of a good standard, by making sure that we don't have fat generals, as he wants to say, you might lose some otherwise extraordinarily capable generals. And that decreases your effectiveness overall. Because it's job excellence, not body excellence, that we're looking for. Many times body excellence is necessary. Not always. 625. Feel free to disagree with me, though. 437-1620. That's the text line if you want to disagree or agree. John Pickens has traffic on. And I'm very curious what folks in the military are thinking about this speech today, by the way. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just a minor delay on Highway 29 at 9 Mile Road, both northbound and southbound. But that's to be expected this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You depend on your vehicle, and you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair. And due to customer demand, they've had to move to a larger shop now on Beverly Parkway. They offer low rates, great warranties on all of their work, free vehicle inspections, and they even offer financing. Their fully certified mechanics will take great care of your regular or diesel vehicle. Call 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 403 Beverly Parkway, Pensacola.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Ah, you fool! You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I love this song by Pat Benatar, though. Let's Stay Together. It's a great song. Never got much airplay, but, you know, some of the deep cuts are the good ones. Lots of texts on this military fitness stuff that Pete Hegseth was advocating for and explaining yesterday. Somebody says, age norm, physical standard do make accommodation for decreasing physical ability, but respect the trade-off for increased experience, which can make a difference. Somebody says, first and foremost, you're a military member. Ministry members need to be ready for anything. Military members need to be ready for anything. This is your job. All out where you may have to be a general soldier in the front lines. Somebody else said Trump is overweight. Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't meet the standards. Our best friends are retired military, and it just so happens we watched a speech with them. Both of them had tears in their eyes listening to the speech. I believe that's what the military thinks of this. Tears good or tears bad, though? I'm curious. I would think tears good, mostly, because finally, you know. After 22 years serving, I totally agree with standards for everyone, regardless of job. Let's see. Every single military personnel must uphold the standard and be ready to fight and defend our nation. With all that being said, I see this drastically hurting our recruiting numbers that are already not great. Yeah, I mean, we've had to basically re-physicalize and educate troops in order to get them in to make the numbers, right? Military has waivers that can be applied for. They'll probably use that to keep the brain power. There's a lot of money invested in a soldier or sailor. I'm sure they'll offer programs to help get people healthier. Physical fitness isn't applicable across the board. Just because someone operates a drone does not mean that there may be a time in which they don't need to, you know, do something physical. Fellow servicemen carry them out of harm's way. No, that's true. I only use that as an example, but that's the point, is it always? You know, not having served, of course, I don't know. Let's see. Somebody says every part of the body works in conjunction, and therefore everybody should be in shape. Sharp minds come with sharp bodies. Healthy bodies make healthy soldiers and all that. And many, many more texts. So thank you. We'll talk more about this, like I said, next hour.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. A blame game in Washington. In back-to-back Senate votes, Democrats and Republicans blocked each other's stopgap spending plans, leading to a government shutdown just after midnight. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Far-left interest groups and far-left Democrat members wanted a showdown with the president.
The GOP bill would have extended funding until late November, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says
their bill, they call it clean, we call it totally partisan.
Democrats wanted health care protections. Military service members won't be getting paid. Yesterday, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth outlined some new directives for the nation's troops.
No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses.
President Trump suggested the military should train in cities he says are dangerous. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 68 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, the U.S. government did partially shut down. That happened just after midnight, and it is impacting some things locally, including operations at Fort Pickens at the Gulf Islands National Seashore. Campers reportedly have been told they're going to have to get out today.
I've been run here by hurricanes, but I haven't been run out by the government.
That's camper David Carter. Other campers also reportedly have traveled hours to be there from as far away as 11 hours away in Arkansas. The National Park Contingency Plan does state parks can choose to keep public areas open if they're accessible, but most national parks are expected to shut down completely. A Pensacola man's been sentenced to 40 years in prison after a conviction for attempted first-degree premeditated murder with a weapon. This is after allegedly shooting into a building. 33-year-old Jakari Whetstone reportedly shot at a victim several times during a confrontation in July. The victim had previously been involved in a physical altercation with a neighbor. Prosecutors argued that Whetstone knew what he planned to do before he even arrived there. That's almost the end of the line for ShotSpotter, and Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says they've got about another week or two before the funding expires, but the sky's not falling, he says. He says while it did help, most of the time ShotSpotter alerts were not a gunshot that was actually fired in anger.
In the air or shooting at a snake or whatever that they may be doing. Sometimes when we get there, people are gone, so there's no one injured.
I see.
So that's the vast majority of the indications that we get. And because we are concentrating on the camera systems that we have, on the license plate readers and those sort of things, that's become the focus of the real-time crime center.
Sheriff Simmons says they just don't have the money to invest into ShotSpotter, which is about $400,000 a year. Meanwhile, PPD, that also had 3 miles of ShotSpotter coverage under grant funding pulled by Governor DeSantis, has previously said that they are looking into alternative funding sources. A convicted killer is dead after being executed by the state last night. Victor Tony Jones, he died from a lethal injection at 6:13 last night at Florida State Prison. He killed a husband and wife in Miami in 1990. It's the 13th execution in Florida this year. It is 6:34 here, News Radio 92.3. President Trump yesterday signing an executive order to boost childhood cancer research funding. Now, he was addressed by Pensacola childhood cancer survivor Carolyn Hendricks.
What you're doing today, Mr. President, means that kids like me will get better options and so much more hope for the future. This will help doctors use technology to find cures faster, match patients to trials more quickly, and give our families more control over our health.
And Trump did say researchers plan to use AI to take data that's been collected for years and put it into practical use. The President Trump spoke alongside Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, also Education Secretary Linda McMahon, and guests from WWE were there, Triple H and his wife, Stephanie McMahon. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John Pickens.
Well, good morning, David. We still are rolling accident-free this morning. It's looking at I-10, I-110. They are good. Highway 90, 98, even 29 are all rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now a look at our weather forecast from meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Thursday, nice sunny skies, high near 85. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, just a 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 82. And by Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 70 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are moderately lower as investors weigh OPEC Plus's output hike against U.S. crude inventories. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $62.05 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $65.69 per barrel. Treasury yields nudged higher this morning as investors monitor the consequences of the partial government shutdown after lawmakers failed to reach an agreement on the federal funding bill. The 10-year Treasury yield was up less than a basis point at 4.152%, and the 2-year Treasury yield also remained little changed at 3.604%. Gold prices soared to new highs this morning as the U.S. government entered its first shutdown in almost 7 years after lawmakers failed to reach a deal on government funding. Gold futures for December delivery extended gains to reach nearly $3,919. Futures are moderately lower over fears of the effect of the partial government shutdown. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 81. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Want to score tickets to see FSU take on the Miami Hurricanes Saturday? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
I can't get no
Hey guys, Chris Smith here with Gulf Coast Gun. This is gonna be hard. Really hard. I started this place back in 2015, a month after my little girl was born. And unfortunately, Gulf Coast Gun is gonna have to close very soon.
Oh man, this was, I was just watching this morning. I had seen it last night and hadn't had a chance to watch it. I'm still only about halfway through of it. It's about a 12-minute video that Chris Smith put up on his Gulf Coast Gun Facebook page. Of course, you know, Chris is, I consider Chris a friend. I don't always agree with him. I don't always agree with what he chooses, but that's the nation of liberty. You know, it's people, you can love people and don't always agree with them. That's fine. That's good, you know, but he has been a, you know, very engaged politically, very engaged, you know, obviously in, you know, running his shop in Milton. And it was heartbreaking to listen to him talk about the decision to close this business.
Business owner, if anybody that's ever owned a business knows, you put your heart and soul into it. And I've done that for the last almost 11 years here. We've tried our best to be fair. We've tried our best to take care of everybody. And the world that we're in right now is just not good enough anymore. We can't keep up. We can't compete with internet. We can't pay the overhead that we pay here and then compete on prices. The only time we're ever able to sell anything anymore is when we got it on ridiculous sales at no markup or anything like that. It's just gotten...
Yeah, I can believe that. Some of the online gun sales are, I mean, it's ridiculous how cheap you can get weapons. And, you know, you got to pay for inventory, you got to pay for real estate, you got to pay for employees, insurance, you got to, I mean, advertising, like all the things that go into, you know, running a physical brick and mortar business. And, you know, it's hard to make ends meet. Absolutely it is.
So hard. Over the last 10 years, almost 11 years, I've met some of the best people that I've ever met. They've become some of my really good friends. And I've cherished everything. People don't know it as a business owner. You don't get weekends off. You don't get a 40-hour work week. You get a 70, 80, 90-hour work week. And I can't do this anymore. I'm tired. I miss my family. It's really hard. I don't spend Saturdays. You guys see me up here. When y'all come in with your families here on Saturdays, I'm jealous.
I can understand that. You know, you see other people enjoying their lives, taking, you know, coming into your business, and you're like, oh man, I wish I had that. And yes, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The people who own businesses and run businesses, I have tremendous admiration for them, because the stress you're under, the decisions you have to make, the reward is great, or can be, but the pain and suffering is great too, and the feeling of responsibility for all of these people. I mean, you know, just decisions about hiring and firing and having that make such a big difference for what your business does and everybody else's family's livelihood is on the line with the decisions that you make. I mean, all of that, very, very stressful. And again, you know, very rewarding, or at least it can be.
I probably should have shut this place down in February after all of that happened, but my pride wouldn't let me. There's going to be so many people that are so happy to see this. They're going to scream and say politics had something to do with this, or whatever. You guys should have got about. We've been doing political posts since 2015 when we opened. We've always been a little controversial. I've always spoke my mind. I've always talked about politicians. That has nothing to do with this.
I would say a lot controversial, but that's fine. That's part of what makes Chris interesting. And, you know, he was a participant in local politics, and, you know, I take him at his word. It sounds to me like it's just a matter of profit margin in the gun business in the day and age where you're competing against the internet, which is a very, very hard thing to compete against.
I've been praying a lot. Man, God, you know, take some of this burden off of me and let me be able to sleep at night and enjoy my kids and not have to worry about this so much. And He said, I've been giving you signs for forever. You don't need to do that anymore. I've given you another opportunity, and I do have another opportunity. And some of my employees have other opportunities as well. These guys are awesome. I love them. I love everybody that's ever worked here. They've been amazing. It's just,
gotten so hard that we can't do it anymore.
And see, you know, one of the things about that is, I don't know about you, but in my own life, the hard times have been the prayer times, and the prayer times have been the great times. You know, it's, but I totally get where he's coming from. I fully understand. And it's, you know, part, I wanted to share this with you because obviously this is huge local news. It, also because this is many people's story. You know, many, many, many business people struggle with this, deal with this, feel the same way, daily think about giving it up and taking a regular job. You know, the people that make this economy work, what they deal with and put up with and endure, and I mean, seriously. You know, the very famous book, Atlas Shrugged, by Ayn Rand, whether you agree with her general philosophy or not or whatever, it's still the premise that there are some people who are really productivity-wise running the show and making it all happen, and everybody else is basically benefiting from what they do. I think of business owners as being those people. I have tremendous admiration for them. One last comment from him I'll play in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, you know, the premise of Atlas Shrugged is that if those people, if the leaders, the innovators, the creators, the owners, the drivers, the doers, if they shrug, you know, if they just kind of go, everything falls apart. Because everything depends primarily, you know, you hear from the labor unions about how, you know, it all depends on labor. Yeah, but, you know, if you're an employee, you know, I mean, I'm an employee. Now, granted, I work a lot of hours too, by my own choice in order to make a great show. I put a ridiculous number of hours. But I don't have any stress. I don't have the stress of believing that some people's livelihood is on the line because of what I do. I just know I always do a good job. I'm doing my job, you know? And I don't carry any weight for any of that. So I tremendous respect for the people who do.
Had a lot of fun. We've made a lot of videos. We've had fun with things. We've done sales and events and things like that. But this place just isn't profitable anymore. The financial burden has gotten overwhelming, and my time, I don't get to enjoy life. I really don't. And I don't get to see my kids. My son asks me every Saturday, Daddy, you gotta go to work today? You gotta go to work today, Daddy? And Saturday's the only day that, you know, we're really busy, and the day that we, you know, are able to keep this place open during the week doesn't do as much business. And it's just so hard, and I want to spend that time with my kids.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what I do. You can obviously make your own decisions. I periodically pop my head into my boss's office, and I just Mary or Dave, if he's around, because he a lot of times works not at the office, at least not when I'm here, and I'll try to tell him, you know, hey, you know, thanks for feeding my kids. Thanks for, you know, paying for my house. You know, thanks for letting me have a car, because And I try to tell salespeople the same thing, not probably as often as I should, because, you know, if the salespeople don't do their job, then, you know, again, my kids don't eat. You know, that's a problem. I don't know. You know, it's actually okay to thank your boss for having a job and running a business and putting up with the bleep that you don't put up with, you know, because they do a lot. 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3. So it sounds like Chris is going to be okay, I assume. I'm not quite sure what the exact date or, you know, what the future exact timeline is. Maybe he said it later in the video. But I certainly wish him the best, and I hope that it turns out well for his family and for his employees. And, you know, people will buy their guns somewhere else. You know, that's the point, is they have been buying their guns from somewhere else, and so he's closing down in response to that market shift. 6:49 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about a vehicle, if you're trying to decide where to go or what to buy, Frontier Motors has, really a good selection of good quality used vehicles. Cars that are, you know, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, maybe they've got about 10 to 40,000 miles on them, is pretty much their norm, their sweet spot. They're not brand new, but they're not that old. And so you're going to get a good, you know, 5 to 10 years out of them. In fact, they warranty all their cars. It's included, you know, to 10 years or 100,000 miles, and they take care of you. In fact, they kind of go out of the way. The thing that really weirded me out about Frontier afterwards, like, we had a great experience buying, great experience shopping, very easy. The actual transaction was very easy. But then it was the afterwards when, you know, my sales guy called me, Calvin called me 6 months and a year later to follow up and make sure the car was cool. And I'm like, what? It was so unexpected. But, I mean, it makes sense because they want to make sure you're happy. They want to fix a problem if there is one. And there was a little one and he fixed it. No problem. Easy. You know, why wouldn't I go back there? Of course. And that's their point, is they want to make it so easy and so desirable and so, you know, you can count on them that everybody wants to go there, not just once, but for the rest of their lives, for every car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Andrew.
Oh.
You've got Pensacola Symphony
All right,
tickets
I do.
To give
All
away.
Right, thank you, John. That's exactly what I told you. Remind me. Two tickets to the opening night for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra coming up this Saturday, the 4th. So they will be performing. I've got two tickets. You can be caller number 3-437-1620. Call now. Talk to John. Tell him you love him, you appreciate him, but tell him you want your tickets. 437-1620. Caller number 3 right now.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen to me! Barter Town will live! We will rebuild! Yeah!
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The Federal Aviation Administration set to furlough 11,000 employees as the government shutdown begins today. Airlines say the shutdown could slow flights as traffic controllers and security officers may be forced to work without pay. President,
I mean, they all get paid eventually, but yeah, in the interim, especially if it drags for a while,
right?
You know,
yeah,
it's hard to make your bills if you're not getting a check.
Little inconvenient, that is for sure. President Trump not backing down on his threats to send federal troops to Chicago. He was speaking to the country's top military officials yesterday. He said he's still considering using dangerous cities like Chicago as training grounds for the military. His comments come after Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced, he's still bracing, by the way, that the National Guard had been notified that the Department of Homeland Security was requesting 100 military personnel be deployed there. And European leaders are meeting in a high-security summit to discuss self-defense against Russian drones. Today's meeting in Copenhagen comes after drones were spotted last week over airports and military sites in Denmark. 10 members of the European Union have already backed plans for a drone wall to detect, track, and destroy Russian drones.
Thanks so much, David. On that note, there's a new piece of equipment that SOCOM, Special Operations Command, is going to be getting called the Bullfrog. I'll tell you about it in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Ooh, I like that.
John's so excited.
I know, right? All right, so we just have one accident on the books right now at Pace Boulevard in North Palafox. It's got roadblock associated with it. So just be careful at that intersection. First responders are on the way. I-10, I-110, no slowdowns. I'll let you know about 98, Highway 90. They're all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing, they started in business in 1969 because Robert Peden, the founder, was hot. And he decided that he did not want to stay hot in the panhandle of Florida. He wanted air conditioning. So he learned how to do that, and he started doing it for friends and family and himself, and started selling service and started growing. And, you know, now all of these years later, 56 years later, it's Tallahassee, Panama City, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Foley, Mobile, all the way across the border, even in the last couple of years, all along the Gulf Coast, doing high-quality service with good parts and trained people, and they stand by their work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee for all of those different things, air conditioning, heating, electrical, and plumbing. Right now, storm season is on. I might have a comment about that. Anyway, storm season is on right now. Get your power and savings. Save $1,500 until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. So it's October 1st.
Yes. Very good.
My wife asked me a question the other day. I'm a little trepidatious about asking it on the air, but we going to pitch a no-hitter this season? And I said to her, I said, you don't talk about a no-hitter when they're pitching a no-hitter.
Rule number 429.
That's it. That 415th rule, unwritten rule of baseball.
Right, exactly.
Or storm season, but just a, you know.
All right, Bullfrog.
We'll move on. Yeah, okay, so the Bullfrog. I hope we pitch a no-hitter. Anyway, the Bullfrog is an adapted anti-drone weapon system that can be deployed on a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Or I assume they can put it on a rib, you know, a rapid, what's the rib, the boat, I forget the middle word. Anyway, you can put it on a fairly small platform, and it's designed to turn. It's a robot turret that with detection and activation technology that turns a standard machine gun that the Army might have into an anti-drone weapon.
Oh, I got to see this.
So
I got to see this.
SOCOM awarded defense tech startup Allen Control Systems a contract, value and quantity undisclosed, for the Bullfrog autonomous turret. Autonomous, too, right? So you think of like the Sea Whiz. It's the big gun that you fire off the ships that takes down incoming things, okay? This is a, as I understand it, it's a much smaller, more maneuverable version of that, much cheaper. And it can be basically built off of an M240. That's a 7.62-millimeter machine gun round. M2 or Madu, sometimes they call it the 50 cal you see on top of a Hummer. The M230, which is the 30-millimeter cannon you see on the bottom of the nose of the Apache helicopter. Or even the M134, that's the 7.62 minigun, six-barrel minigun, like think Jesse Ventura and the Predator, okay, on the sides of these helicopters. So you can take, or even non-kinetic weapons like a laser dazzler. But you can take any of those weapons and fit it into this system, and it becomes an autonomous anti-drone weapon. Because the drone fight is real. Like, that's the big thing that they're worried about right now. Both replacing some of our operational capability with much cheaper, easy to replace. But, you know, the amount of money you can invest in making a drone army and then overwhelming the defenses. I mean, look what's happening, obviously, in Ukraine. We see this right now. So, anyway, just a very interesting piece of technology that turns your pickup truck into a technical that you can use against drones. And SOCOM's getting it.
You're listening.